This is Inside Jag Nation, the official podcast of the South Alabama Jaguars. Each week, hear from Jaguar student athletes, coaches, staff, and alumni as they uncover and relive great stories. With this week's guest, here's former All-Sunbelt Conference offensive lineman Chris May and Jaguar radio broadcaster JT Crabtree.
Welcome into Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm JT Crabtree, joined by my co-host, long time no talk, to former All-Sunbelt Conference offensive lineman Chris May. You know, for our listeners, it's long time no talk, but Chris, you and I just knocked out, what, 3 hours of episodes for Inside Jag Nation. It's been a whirlwind of a morning already.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a good morning. It's been fun to go back, tell some old ghost stories with some former teammates of mine, as well as some other Jags that we both know pretty well. So that was a blast, man. It was 3 hours very well spent.
We've knocked out 4 episodes in one morning. This one will be number 5. We've got some others on tap for you guys coming up. You might be wondering, you might be sitting on your smartphone or whatever, and you've got a notification saying new episode of Inside Jag Nation. Might have, one, either forgotten about it, or two, thought, where the heck have these guys been? Our last episode was November 11th, and that was with you and me, Chris, and Joe McNulty joined us. We did the episode from Texas State up in the booth. Where we've been since then, we haven't had an episode since then because, good old crossover season happened for me. I'll take the brunt of the blame here because my life got absolutely consumed with football, basketball, baseball, softball, all going on at the same time. And as we record this on the morning of April 3rd, we are in obviously the middle of coronavirus quarantining and whatnot. We have no sports going on, so my schedule has considerably opened up. So Chris and I got together and we said, you know what, let's bring back the podcast. And with the beautiful invention of Zoom, we've been able to do it remotely. So that's what we're doing now. So Chris, it's a different setup, but kind of cool to be able to keep doing these.
It is. You got to enjoy podcasting while practicing social distancing at the same time. It's 2020, what a time to be alive that you can do something like this with technology and modern technology and everything that we've got going on. I'm just excited to get back to it and get back going. You mentioned you've had, you know, the crossover season and everything going on with that. And for the people that don't know, correct me if I'm wrong here, you're basically having to call multiple games for multiple sports for about a 4-month period.
Yeah.
That is just mass chaos for you guys.
Yeah, it's about mid or early November through early mid-March is crossover season, and it's a good old time. It's fun, but it's hectic, and it doesn't really allow for times where, you know, obviously now we're using Zoom right now to do this podcast. Looking back now, it's like, well, I didn't even know about Zoom, so that probably could have been used, because you're over in Spanish Fort, I'm obviously in Mobile, so getting us all together in the same place wasn't easy. But now that we know about Zoom, now that we've had a couple of runs of episodes using it, I think we'll be okay moving forward.
Yeah, I think we learned from our past episodes too, of instead of trying to do one a week, that if we just muster through 4 or 5 in a morning, it gives us a few weeks that we can, you know, be a little bit more consistent and continue to do so. Because I know you do as well, thoroughly enjoy sitting back and getting to tell the story of South Alabama athletics with alumni, players, administrative staff, all that fun stuff. So I enjoy it. I hope the people that listen to us enjoy it, because we sure as heck enjoy getting to sit down and do it and just give a platform for alumni and former players and staff, like we were talking about, to just kind of share their story. I mean, when we started this whole thing, that was the whole goal of these episodes, was to kind of pull back the curtain and have a chance to get to know the person that we're interviewing more than just their accolades or more than just what you would see on a sheet of paper, and get to know them as a person, get to know their story, why they chose South, why they chose, you know, the career path that they're in, so on and so forth. I hope we've been able to do that, and I hope that we continue to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's been the four episodes we've knocked out. We won't, obviously, because we want you to listen to them and find out what we're talking about. But
tease.
We'll tease. we've had some cool conversations. I've learned some stuff about some folks that I thought I knew pretty well, and learned some new stuff about them. So it's been interesting. Obviously, this is a audio podcast, but we haven't changed too much aside from just doing it remotely. Chris, you've got a fantastic corn stash going right now.
I do. So I do. My wife is not the biggest fan of it, but that's okay. She just has to see me every day, which ironically, she's the one that her opinion matters the most. But she said I could keep it for now. So I've kind of always wanted to do it and never really just had the muster to do it, and finally decided, you know what? I don't have to see anybody right now, so I'm going to do it. Because with my business, with my line of work, we've shut the doors pretty much for now. No in-person meetings or appointments or anything. Everything's done over the phone or Zoom, but haven't really done any Zoom up to this point. So it's been fun. I'm hoping it starts a little bit of a trend. The next thing is the stash at home order. So we'll see if that happens.
Well, for the folks at home, we can give you a plug here, Chris, because your career wise has changed a little bit since last we talked here on Inside Jack Nation. What are you up to now?
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I guess you could say a shameless self plug here, but it's our podcast. We get to do that, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So I, as of right before our last episode, was actually, so I opened a business, an insurance agency over here in Fairhope. It's called LTN Insurance. LTN stands for Love Thy Neighbor. We exist for the purpose of loving and serving others through insurance, and that's it. So we handle, you know, home, auto, life, and small to medium sized commercial insurance are the things that we do. But I worked for another agent, for an insurance agent, for about 2 years before getting a chance to kind of branch out on my own and start my own gig with a couple of guys that are my business partners in this that kind of help with all the back end stuff. But that, our first day was November 4th. So that kind of fell, you know, and started right around the same time as your crossover season. So it kind of came at a perfect time to give us a time to just kind of press pause on the podcast, kind of focus on everything that we had going on, and eventually get back to it. But we're trucking right along, man. It's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot in the last few months. Starting my own business is kind of something that I always wanted to do. I took the previous job that I was at for the last 2 years with the intentions of being there for 15 or 20 years. I tried to, you know, scratch that business itch with some other avenues and couldn't really satisfy that itch. So eventually I was like, well, why don't I just start my own insurance agency? So I sat back and looked at it and interviewed with a couple of other agencies, and then decided to go the independent route because I wanted to be able to name it myself and do some other stuff. And so that's what I did, man. I took the plunge and jumped off the diving board, as they say, into the world of business ownership. I don't know. I feel like the word entrepreneur has become so buzzwordy-ish that I don't like using that term, because, you know, I love Gary Vaynerchuk and love what he preaches, but I think one of the unintended consequences of his success is that everybody's a quote-unquote entrepreneur now. But more so, I enjoy doing what I do, man. I enjoy helping people, and that's what insurance ultimately ends up being, is just helping other people. That's it. So it's been fun, man. It's been a blast, and it kind of allows me the opportunity to do stuff like this now, to sit and record a few episodes in the morning, and then, you know, just stay after and finish my work later this afternoon. But it's been fun, man.
Yeah, it's been some good stuff. It's been some busy times, but, you know, busy's good. And now with everything kind of thrown off kilter with the coronavirus going on, we're all working remotely and no sports. We thought, you know, we both talked what about a month ago and kind of said, you know, let's kind of put this on hold. And then once crossover season's done, we'll look at bringing it back. And then obviously it ended a little quicker. And so it just kind of accelerated our timeline of what we wanted to do with the podcast. So looking forward to bringing you guys some more content every Monday. As we've been talking, we've got this will be the fifth episode we've got done So we've already got a month's worth of content for you guys coming out on iHeart, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. They'll all be there like normal. And we've got some others lined up too, some exciting guests that we're working out schedules with, some that are international right now, and we're trying to track them down and line up times and stuff because, you know, time zones are a thing.
I think one thing that I'd like to say along that same breath too is one thing that we've been trying to do is try and spread it around to hit some other sports.
Yeah.
Because obviously with me and then with your, you know, our connection kind of started from football. So naturally a lot of the guests that we've have on have been football, and a couple of the ones that we just recorded were. And, but we're trying to spread that around and trying to get some other guests on there, maybe, you know, reach back into the archives a little more to find some more. With that being said, if you're listening to this and you know of somebody that you'd like to hear on here, shoot us a message. Let us know. Yeah. I mean, we, you know, because there's only so many episodes or so many things that kind of come up right off the top of your head. So we, in all honesty, I don't know if we've had a real, other than try and spread it around, have had a real rhyme or reason to, hey, let's interview that person, or, hey, let's interview this person. It was just kind of, oh, hey, this was top of mind, or so on and so forth. So we want to make sure and get as many people on here as possible, but we are trying to spread it around to show every other sport some love too, because it's, you know, the athletic program by far is not just about football or not just about baseball or anything like that. So we're trying to hit all the other sports too.
Yeah, we got a couple for football done this morning. We've got a track and field. We've got women's basketball. We've got men's basketball, baseball, soccer, all in the works. So we're trying to divvy it up and give everybody some love. And like Chris said, if you've got somebody you want to hear, if you're a former student athlete or someone involved with South and you want to be on here, give us a shout. Come on, like we're all for it. It's not here about us. Our names are just in the little intro thing that Pat voices at the beginning. That's about it. We're here to tell the story of the other folks. So if you've got any ideas, please reach out to us, and we'll try our best to make it happen. This is I'm excited though, Chris. It's almost like a season two of like a TV series that we've got going on here. I feel kind of like revamped, like ready to go. I'm pumped.
Yeah, no, I agree with that for sure, man. I'm excited to get back on here and excited to get to the whole point of our podcast is to try and give people a platform to share their stories, share their experiences as a Jag, and just have a platform to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be some fun. So this will wrap up. This is not a full episode. This is just a little update for you to let you guys know what's going on. Hopefully we can provide a little bit of a distraction for you every now and then with the quarantine going on. Just turn on the podcast, play it on like a smart device or a speaker in the house while you're working from home or whatever you may be doing, or driving around in the car. Hopefully we can provide a little entertainment, some distraction, and looking forward to talk with you guys. So that'll wrap up this kind of quote-unquote update episode. Not a full episode, just letting you guys know what's going on. Hope you're staying safe out there and doing the best you can with all this craziness. Chris, it's I'm looking forward to knocking out some more episodes, man.
Yeah, me too, man. Happy to be back. Happy to get back rolling.
All right, so that'll do it. Join us next week. We've already got some episodes in the bag. We'll have those rolling out next couple of weeks. So for Chris, I'm JT. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Weekly episodes can be found for free on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio by simply searching South Alabama Jaguars. You can also go to usajaguars.com and select the Multimedia tab. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!